bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Good evening and welcome to the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network. I have here a fine panel to discuss... To discuss gaming and other such stuff. So, to my extreme left, we have Sam... Sam the Voice Whiteley.
Sam the Voice Whiteley.
Yes, yeah. I just realised that we did that whole bit in the pilot and we never actually made it live, so we're going to bring back the voice.
Okay. I am the voice of radio.
And to my left, Chiz, how are you? That doesn't work on radio.
I'm trying it.
Chiz is going to be doing the majority of this podcast in mime form.
Shadow puppets,
yes. And we're good. we have his translator here that we've shipped in for the evening from the local...
He's also my sponsor.
Mr. Bead.
Hey.
Alcohol, drugs abuse.
Right.
So, Mr. Bead, how are you tonight?
A little bit scared,
yes. We all have decent microphones and Bead's on a rubbish microphone, so apologies for the sound quality coming out of Bead, but we're just going to have to deal with it.
You might not have to beat me out when I do a swear.
Bead always has to apologise for his sound quality.
So, moving right on in to the news, I guess, because we've got no feedback as far as I'm aware tonight. We do have the... nobody cares.
You could just not mention it and moved on.
Seriously, could people not just even slate us in an amusing manner? We wouldn't even mind. Paul's desperate. Just say something.
That Yorkshire lad, he's an ass bag.
I'd be fine with it.
Right, okay, so the news. Top of the news was the Xbox 720 leaked document. Did you guys get a chance to read that?
Didn't read the whole document, because I think it's all been taken down from everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, there was all sorts of takedown notices, which sort of enforces the idea that it's real.
It's legit, but I think it's a few years old, so it's probably moved on from that, what it is now. But it does mention smart glass, which is happening, so...
Yeah. It also mentions the fact that the connector is going to be in two separate parts, and it's
version two of it, and what more enhanced. And if they can improve what it is just now, then the better, because it's still a bit flaky just now.
I don't know. I just don't like the idea of it being in two different bits.
On a side note, I could do anything like that. I could do a historic note saying that the First World War was in two different parts, and actually the second part's just coming up, and. Name what happened in the first part and go, it's obviously real.
Anyone else?
No.
Just terrible, terrible gibberish.
That's what happens.
Welcome to the podcast.
You blatantly haven't listened to this before.
Well, I edited out the bits with you in. Painstaking, but believe me, listeners, worth it.
I think everyone does that anyway.
You can contact Bead and get that edited version of his channel on iTunes, because I think it'll be more popular. It did mention augmented reality glasses,
yes.
Which I thought was interesting.
LSD.
Sorry?
LSD.
Yeah. No.
Injecting toilet duck in your eyeballs.
Yeah. I kind of suspect that if that was going to happen, they would have mentioned something about E3 to give developers a chance to do something about it.
Well, developers, they don't find it at the same time as us. If it is being mentioned to them, we might have done by now if it is what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Augmented reality glasses. I like the idea of them like in a Google Glass kind of sense, but I'm not sure this is
the whole thing, like going down the whole 3D thing, which has kind of died a death. And
thank God.
Well, I don't know, it's still kind of dragging itself along, but I've noticed they're doing the same thing with what they called Kinect, was Project Ars Natal or something like that, which is like a... I think I read somewhere, Brazilian city, and they've named the glasses after another Brazilian city.
What's the connection with Brazil?
I'm not entirely sure.
They just like women with big butts.
Moving on.
No. Stay there. Now we can go.
So, Mass Effect 3 Director's Cut arrived 3 days ago. apparently. I noticed that I did the show notes a week ago and it says they arrives on the 26th of June, which technically means that was 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Have any of us had a look at it?
I've not, to be honest. I've downloaded it. They're ready to play for my second playthrough. I held off finishing it off till this came out, after all the whinging fans and stuff.
I have to confess to being a little bit lost on this. Without giving away the end of Mass Effect 3, what was so bad about it?
I would like to explain this. Yeah. People cried because they are weak, and people gave in and gave them another ending.
Basically, a lot of people weren't happy with the ending of Mass Effect 3, and they said there was it didn't. It's confused a lot of people, and they felt like it made no sense with the rest of the game that's passed, and all the choices that you made didn't really lead anywhere. With same thing without giving anything away, I won't say any more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
But so there's a lot of people who are bitching and whining because basically they invested so much into these three games, their choices, that they should have more of an impact at the end, and they felt it didn't do that with what they showed.
I was really disappointed when Greg died.
Mm.
Ginger
Greg. He was just how can the universe go on without Ginger Greg?
I know, and his incredible physique with the fourth nipple.
I know. Who would have known that third nipple was in charge of the Reapers?
It was the way he tuned it into their frequency.
I know, and then the whole Disaster Galaxy ended when he accidentally chopped it off while shaving his chest.
I know. To be fair, that was a bit of an anticlimax because Shepard was only doing his back. He didn't have anything to do with it.
I didn't realise if he actually did a gay Shepard, he would have cut short the war. Quite literally.
Yeah.
Well, I now feel fully informed.
So it's come out this week, so possibly we'll have a bit of an update on that one next week when Chiz has a chance to play it. I probably won't because I haven't bought Mass Effect 3 or played it. I own Mass Effect 2, and it's up there still in its cellophane.
Did you play the first one?
I have Mass Effect 3. I played through 1 and I loved it. I played through 2 and I loved it. I played through 3 and I got about halfway through, and then Chiz told me not to finish it and to wait off for the content. So this week I have not looked at Mass Effect 3 at all, because that made sense. No, I'm playing through Skyrim, so I want to do that first.
And that is a lovely segue, Sam. Thank you for
pretty
that.
Pretty good.
Beautiful segue, because Dawnguard came out this week, and we have played it, haven't we? I'm saying we, as with every episode. Chiz, you have played Dawnguard.
Yeah, pretty solid, I think, so far. I think I've actually finished the main mission of the Dawnguard. Well, I'm on a second playthrough. I sided with the vampires first time, and now I'm doing a playthrough siding with the Dawnguard. I'm just kind of comparing it. And yeah, it's all right. It's story-wise goes, nothing terribly interesting or amusing or that brilliant, but the extra things it adds to it are quite good with the crossbow and the vampire powers and the werewolf perks and stuff. And for the size and the amount of things you get, pretty good. And there's a lot more added things like a spectral realm you can go and enter and get a whole tons of side quests in there and things. So yeah, I've been pretty much enjoying it. It's been good.
Really want it to come out on PC, or I would have been playing that this week.
I don't know if it's
the only
it's
info
Microsoft
I can
of,
find is saying 30 it, days.
Yeah, so it's basically
and that's it.
It'll be this time in July, but 4 weeks time. But it's. Yeah, it's because it's Microsoft have done their usual of must have bought a 30-day exclusive thing, which I don't get because no one's going to go
I'm playing on Microsoft!
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. You're playing on,
they owe me!
On PC, and it's just like, I don't quite get why they do it for expansion packs. Do they think this DLC is going to make people not buy one console and get the other one because they get access to it 30 days quicker?
It's just not going
to
work. It would have worked had the Xbox just been coming out, maybe.
If it was Grand Theft Auto 5 and it was out a year before PlayStation 4, then it would work.
Oh, hell yeah.
But not with, I just don't see the point in doing it with DLC.
As it stands, and they have made at least one flabby English idiot enemy.
And the thing is,
the whole company is trembling.
And
it's all the PSG and the PC fans are getting feel like they're getting shafted by it's by the actual developer, because they've taken the money and agreed to this when they said no. But it's obviously been, oh, more cash. You'll get the game eventually, the same people will buy it. Which I've known, so it's kind of been a bit of a, we'll take the extra money sort of thing.
Whores.
Yeah.
Mm. Sam, you're a bit echoey.
Am I?
Yeah. You turn the volume on the top of your microphone up there a wee bit. I don't know if that's going to make a plain bit of difference. We're all audiophiles here. It's clear. You sound a bit echoey to me.
Is that better?
Yeah, that actually, now that you're close to it, it's actually a little better.
I was pretty close to it before.
Yeah, it's actually a bit better. I'm not going to edit this bit out. I think it's just fun.
Okay. I'm going to carry on eating my pink wafer biscuit that I had to take out of my mouth.
Haven't mentioned
pink wafer biscuits. Pink wafer biscuits are awesome, although they shrank and they're now endorsed by the Pink Panther, so I'm not as keen on them. I might go back to fig rolls next week.
All food shrank, or you are getting
fig rolls. Haven't fig rolls are still the same size. Keep going, Paul.
Speaking of short, flabby blokes, South Park the game. That looks awesome. I have to admit, I don't like South Park, but
it looks exactly like an episode. I was watching it, I went, hang on, that's the actual game. It's just
yeah.
I think that it could go a couple of ways. It's going to rest on whether it's still funny to play through a second time, and the game is going to have to be tremendously fun.
Cause
Everyone sees the appeal of playing like a first-person shooter where you're, you know, shooting people in the face, shooting them in other parts of their body. But if you bring in an element of silly into it, the gameplay itself is going to have to be incredibly fun to make it have any sort of durability.
I think if it's got the comedy in it, I think that was the same as the Simpsons game, because they actually got the Simpsons writers to write it.
Mm.
And that had a little bit of longevity with me, not to the same degree as I think, like, Grand Theft Auto and all those type of games. But I still could pick up the Simpsons game. And okay, I know exactly what to do in the level, but it's the kind of the comedy in it. I think it kind of does it for me.
Which, like, well, I thought, like, and I think with South Park, this, it'll actually take the mick out of your usual game things. Because what I was reading when it was the journalists were getting a playthrough at the start is you obviously select, like, you play as the new kid in town. So basically, you make up his name, what he looks like, and everything. But when you go up to, you meet Cartman, who's apparently called himself the king of whatever, I can't mind. And basically, you get a option screen that tells you, like, you can put in what your sort of name you are, what type of fight you are, but you've got a choice of mage, warrior, or Jew, and various others.
Has that not been dropped?
It might have been dropped, actually. I think it was rumoured. I hope it's still in there, but I don't know. But and what I heard was quite funny is, no matter what name you put, it's Cartman will come back. So this is like, after you've done that, it's Cartman say, you want to be called douchebag. It's like, then you have to re-enter your name again, say, no, I want this person. Just says, douchebag, really? Okay, then. If the part of there is a game, you're just called douchebag. So the whole point of entering your name is pointless.
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah, it does look quite cool. I think I'll probably be purchasing that. That does look quite interesting.
Can I say douchebag?
Sorry?
Can I say douchebag? Because that could be bleeped out.
I think so. I don't think we need to bleep out douchebag. If we do, I'm really sorry, Ewan. So it pays. This must be great news for you, Chiz. It pays to be an achievement whore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I thought was interesting about this story more than the fact that it pays to be an achievement whore, and I think it's a good thing. But was there not a news story like a couple of months ago where they were going to be phasing out Microsoft points, and now they're saying that you're going to get Microsoft points for getting
rumors,
achievements? So it doesn't seem to match up that much.
I know. Well, the rumor that they were phasing it was points. I didn't come from anything legit. I think I don't think there's any plan of that right now.
Right. Okay.
But I have no idea. But I actually posted this new article, but I forgot to read it. how were they working it?
Apparently, all the quote I could find was, quote, coming in the fall, a new way to earn rewards based on achievements, but then further prying for details was dismissed by Microsoft rep. Those familiar with the Xbox Live Rewards site will know that it's a loyalty program that offers free Microsoft points as rewards for completing specific and varying tasks.
I bet it's not like backwards. I've got like 65,000 points now, and it's just like, and I went, oh, it'd be so handy if you just turn that to like maybe one Microsoft point per achievement.
But do you not think it's likely to have some kind of hook around it? So you know, for example,
you have to play crap, get a bit linked to really games that it's not selling just to get them sold, probably, or something.
Yeah, or there'll be the achievements will actually start to get rock hard, because I haven't seen a single achievement, and this may be just because I'm crap at it, but. And maybe it's done in a subtle way, but I haven't seen one achievement pop up during Max Payne 3, and I've went through it.
Max Payne's really stingy in achievements. I think after completing the story, I only had like maybe 150 points, and it's just like,
I completed it after Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. I got an achievement for both of those, but I can't remember seeing any other achievements. Whereas, having said that, Disney Universe, as I mentioned in the last game that I've been playing with Morgan, I've gotten tons of achievements.
Yeah.
Could that not get a little bit scary with Microsoft dictating to games makers how many achievements they're allowed to put into?
And how easy they're going to be. Yeah.
They've already done that. I think they can only have, I think it's no more than 50 achievements per game. I think so you can't have any more than 50 unless it's DLC, then they're allowed to put it more in. But even then with DLC, I think you're only allowed 250 per DLC, so there's rules with achievements.
I would imagine as well that they're going
to
say
they have to add up to 1,000. So it's like 1,000 per game, and I say unless it's the points, like the points you get are locked to getting all the achievements in the game. If you know, you have to get all 1,000 or something.
Yeah,
I would imagine as well that they're going to say something like you can only put 25% of the price of a game. You can only pay it in that percentage in points. Mm. They won't let you buy an entire game just through achievement points.
Yeah. And that would suck severely if it was that if you had to get all 1,000 points to unlock the money, because I can't honestly... let us know when you're finished opening your pink biscuits.
I'll just open the whole packet out.
If it's all of my sprite.
Dude, get all the food out now and then
it's
we can
on the
just...
floor.
Oh dear. I can't think of a single game that I have achieved all 1,000 points in. I know, Chiz, there's at least a half a dozen that you'll have managed.
I think I've got... I did have 8 or 9, and then the Skyrim DLC came out, so I've still had to get that, so it's no longer there.
Right.
But annoyingly, I've had a few games. I hate it when... Like, it used to be a time where if you got all 1,000 points in the game and then they launched, it was DLC. It now says if you've complete all the points in that game and it like appears in like a little fancy thing, but if you choose not to download that DLC, it still says you've completed all the achievements for that game, which I think is fair enough. But now the way they've worked it is even if you don't have that DLC, it'll now say, oh, you don't have all the points for this game now, and they take it out of that, which they did with Skyrim and Resident Evil 5. I didn't want the DLC, didn't buy it, but I got all 1,000 points, and then as soon as the DLC came along, I now don't have all the achievements in that game, so it's been taken out of that list, and it's just like,
Do you get a list that says all the games that you've achieved all 1,000 points in?
When you actually click on your achievements on the left hand side, it shows you all the games you've completed.
It's quite clear that I've not managed that in any game.
Also, I don't even have any comprehension of why you would care about that.
Oh, no, I care about that. I mean, going back to my pigeons and my spreadsheet,
it's an OCD thing, it's like a collectibles thing. It's like,
but this gives
if it's a game I enjoy, and I kind of, and if it means it adds to me enjoying it more, like I don't know, it's just like, can you play it? And then I don't, when my, especially my first playthrough, I don't actively seek out achievements. And once I've done everything I want to do in the game, then I might go, right, I've done everything, I've completed the game. So it's, see if I can clear the achievements up. It's like a last thing to do in the list for me.
Yeah.
Well, you consider just getting help.
Yeah.
That's why you're my sponsor.
Once you're a task this,
it's not just for the bestiality thing.
John Carmack's Magic VR goggles over next generation console power. So basically, this is the chap John Carmack is saying that he's a little bit disappointed with new consoles. Now, whether we agree with this point or not, I mean, the key things that he's trying to say is.
I suppose he can speak. He's maybe seen the next generation consoles. No one else has.
Yeah, but he's saying, "quote will let us do everything we want to do now with the knobs turned up." I mean, that's basically what he's saying. He's saying that there's no new innovation. It's just better graphics, better sound, better visuals and everything like that. So instead of debating that as such, I thought it might be interesting at this point to just go around and see what could be the next big thing in gaming. What's your thoughts? You?
Me.
You? In what way? Just a game?
Just on everything.
Are you going to replace Mario?
Just me in every...
Nintendo's flagship.
No.
He's going to become the biggest gamer who has to get forklift into front of a console.
Just a picture of me on every console.
Get stuffed, Mario.
Eating Mario.
wiping some plumber off your chest.
Well, I think no one's really seen his E3. He was shown off his VR goggle thing that he's been shown off, which a lot of folk were impressed with. But it's kind of a hard thing to convey to people who weren't there that couldn't to use it, who didn't use them, because it's VR stuff. You have to be wearing them to see what they're what it's fully like.
Yeah,
because I've still, for example, not seen what a 3DS is like at all, because I've never held one.
Yeah, right.
But it's just like, so it's, you need to find with advertising something that you can't see yourself until you use it. But what I've heard, I think it was Doom 3 they were using, so it was actually quite a old game now, but apparently it was quite impressive. Whether or not he thinks that's the future, I don't know, but...
Doom 3? He thinks Doom 3 is the future?
It's VR goggles.
I mock that man!
Doom 3 was crap.
It was.
I just enjoyed the first few levels, but then it was just the same level over and over and over again. And the fear factor vanished after the second level, and it was just like, it bored me to tears.
I might go so far as to say that Doom 3 was pretty much the equal of the film, Doom.
Doom film was brilliant.
No, it was horrendous.
Honestly, that's one of the best films of it. They had a first person bit and it was awful and gimmicky and brilliant.
Okay. So, in answer to that question, Sam is what kids see.
Yeah.
Sam is the future of the game.
I think everyone agrees with that.
Yeah. Any other thoughts, Dewey?
Pink
Wife of
Discords? I think they're all going to go this way of I'm not entirely sure.
Do they need more crap gimmicks, though?
Yes.
Basically.
No.
Yes.
No, because you get more Wii's and things like that, and they end up being shiz.
well saved there. Sam. Yep. Saving me, edit that bit.
What I want is actually a decent controller, which will do everything I want to do, play a platformer, first person game, whatever. And if it's got better graphics, basically, it's consoles pumping out graphics what the highest end PCs are doing just now.
Saw a thing which I think actually might have been quite good, and this is going to be very difficult to describe via audio, but I think my eloquence is up to the task. If you imagine a dome.
You have to take your shirt off.
A dome. I'm going
to start with my trousers. All right, a dome.
Right.
Upend that, so you're facing into a dome.
Right.
Yeah, and it was a projector screen film.
Like the golf target practice things.
No, I don't know what that means.
Right, okay, never mind. Carry on.
But it was like sort of it gave you a wraparound sort of immersive little pod that you played in. I saw some first-person shooters being done, and it looked
did they not
really,
do that,
really good.
On the Gadget Show, and they had like a treadmill that you walked on.
That was a Gadget Show made, built one themselves with that really annoying bald bloke.
Yes, yes.
Plus, that sounds...
Hope he's listening.
Far too much effort.
See, I like the idea of... I don't know if I do or not.
Yeah, it needs to put dome and these massive seats. It just needs to be a console and a controller there in front of you, and then anything else they can get.
Quicker loading times.
Quicker loading guns.
No loading times for games. So better graphics. Better graphics. Excellent gameplay.
Yeah.
Quicker loading times.
Well,
and I don't need anything.
What John Carmack says, doesn't quite get it. But there's more power, which means there's more things they can do with the gaming world and gaming things. You can do always fun. But imagine Skyrim running on imagine if that was purposely built for a real high-end current PC, that game would be even more vast and beautiful than what it is now. Which sounds pretty awesome.
And if you could legitimately see, the distance within the game that you can see, so your character can actually see, because normally it's only 50, 70 feet kind of thing in front of you. If that suddenly became 2 miles, if you could see a little dot 2 miles away that eventually grew and became something that you could combat rather than just the scenery.
Yeah. I've now got a image of Monty Python and Holy Grail where Lancelot's running towards that castle and the guard's like dun 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 dun. So what's that? The novel's like,
that's what I want.
Yeah.
See, my two biggest things with it, with the whole video game thing just now, that they really need to improve is, number one, load times, because you already said this, Sam, but load times. Max Payne 3 is horrendous time it takes for the game to actually start. If I've got 10 minutes and I just want to pick it up and play it,
Max Payne
impossible.
Doesn't take that long.
Oh, it is ridiculous. It's days.
I think it's just your whole impatience thing coming out again. Compared to other games, it's not that bad.
Well,
Skyrim takes longer in between places and stuff.
Okay, fair enough, in between places. But Max Payne, to from the point of switching on your Xbox to being able to take Max and shoot somebody, takes ages. Because you've got like this good 45 minute period. And then you get this bit that says I'm exaggerating, obviously, yeah, for 45 minutes, but it takes so long. And then you kind of think that the game's starting. And every time I'm tricked into this, and I've obviously played it quite heavily over the last few weeks.
Four times.
No, it's a Rockstar game. I'm sorry.
You
Rockstar
have actually played it.
Generally, take
jeez,
me a lot. Yes.
Wow.
And it takes so long to load, and then you're like, oh, finally, I'm in the game. And then it's just the bit that says, do you want to carry on the story? And really? Story, and then it ages again. Yes, you're lying.
Are you pushing start to skip stuff, and you're actually sitting watching cutscene over cutscene or something?
No, it's not cutscenes.
I know, at start, load screen isn't that long. Cause
it takes ages.
It starts, and it comes up with Max Payne, you press start, and then you get a little loading bit, and then...
It's not a little loading bit.
It takes literally... It's no more than 20 seconds.
I could go for a dump in the time it takes for it to do that.
You fix your Xbox. Mine doesn't take any more than 20 seconds.
Really?
Yeah. Just to give the listener an idea, Chiz's face looks like Paul's just shoved a shaved monkey in a nappy that's fouled itself in front of him.
That'd be a loop.
That disgusted.
Beat, as my sponsor, would I be holding you back?
I take it all back.
And the second thing, because that was the first thing, the second thing is stop making me buy physical media. I want to be able to download this stuff.
A lot of people would agree with you, but at the same time, I still like having
I like having
media.
The discs.
And we live in borders where currently our broadband, oh, it plays game, oh, I have to wait 20 hours for it to download.
No, I get that, and I suppose then...
It works for DLC, but for actual proper games...
PC, 100%, I would rather have the disc, because if I have to download that game again, that is just a nightmare.
Okay, I'm going to caveat that with that we have Infinity in the borders, but my point is, having the availability that I can just download the game. I accept your point, and you're completely right, that
it
where we live just
it,
now,
it works
for
Apple
ideal.
And apps, because they're generally quite small, but games are at Steam. Least... 6 gigs and stuff like that, but it still takes a while for Steam to download. Cause
it totally takes a while. My point is the ability to do it, not necessarily that our infrastructure is there yet. Well, that's the second thing that I want to come.
So in a really awesome internet speed area,
you can.
When that happens, cool.
Yeah.
But, I'm with that.
But you can buy and download games on the Xbox.
Not everything,
but
it's generally old titles or
the problem with that then you're locked at a set price. Well, physical, you can actually go out and get the game about £10 cheaper.
So yeah, that's true.
So
that's
I'd rather
that's
keep physical where I can save myself at least a tenner.
Okay.
Well,
a fair
Xbox
point.
Are selling games at full price.
Very true. On to the calendar. We decided to do this slightly differently this week because, frankly, everything that's coming out in the next 2 weeks looks pop. We've got Ice Age 4.
I came up with this idea, but I never looked.
So, Chiz suggested, and we might not do this due to the fact that Chiz forgot to prepare for it.
I'll think of something.
This is Chiz's exact words in our Google Doc that we share before the show. But believe it or not, we have a Google Doc that plans this show. how about we just look for one game each that comes out in the next few months we're looking forward to / interested in, brackets, Chiz, close brackets. So, Chiz, tell me what game. Go.
I'm curious to see what The Amazing Spider-Man's like. The reviews have been coming out for that.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I'm saying that the review's out now and it's
pretty
mediocre.
Should we block his access to this Google Doc before the next show?
Yeah.
Actually, he's the only one that actually populates.
Yeah. I just read it.
You know what? I just saw this the other day and it looks really cool. It's Lego Lord of the Rings. And I know it's another Lego game. I couldn't see anything about where it was. I didn't look that hard, but the trailer just suggested sometime.
If you
Christmas
remember
time.
My Google Docs, mate, I said in the next few months. So, when is it out?
I think it'll come out for Christmas time. Shut up. It looks quite cool.
Well, if we're going that far ahead in the Christmas time, then mine's Dishonored.
Well, that's true. I read a really cool article in Edge about Dishonored. Lots of cool extra features. That I meant to actually point out a couple of things about, but I've completely forgotten.
I think one of the first things I'm definitely going to do in it is... freeze time as someone's shooting at me.
Oh,
then possess his body, walk him in front of his bullet, jump out, unfreeze time so he gets hit by his own bullet.
that was what I was going to say. I didn't appreciate that about Dishonored, because the trailers that we'd seen so far didn't suggest that. But it's the whole thing about possessing. And I have to admit, when I was reading it and it was kind of saying, you can possess rats, and I'm like, really? That just sounds rubbish. But then, when it went on to explain what the benefit of that was, that you can possess a rat that allows you to go through the sewers to get into like a steam house to then have the rat murder your target.
Yeah.
And then you can do the same with piranhas in the Thames, from what I could read. That looks really, really cool. I actually thought that paradigm was a little bit... But then, actually, when you think about it, it could be really, really cool.
That's when you don't think it through, though. You do that a lot.
Yeah, I know. I kind of jump to conclusions. And then I scribble a bunch of notes in the Google Docs and then have to go and delete them all because it's nonsense because I read the end of the sentence. Bede, what's your thoughts on this? You're very quiet.
On Dishonored?
Yes.
I've had a look at the trailer. It does look very impressive. It looks very shiny. It's a little bit steampunky.
Yes.
I'm getting a bit annoyed with people in their steampunk. Getting up all in my normal punk.
Like kicking them off their penny farthings. And
incidentally, getting up in my normal punk, says the man wearing a suit.
Well, I'm sorry if I wanted to bring a little bit of class. Dishonored, it looks very shiny.
It does.
But I'm worried they're not going to get a little bit carried away with the whole pandering to the steampunk crowd.
I like steampunk, though.
I've met those people.
I would say Bioshock's... I would say it's more steampunk than this, I would say.
I don't know if it is. My one fear for Dishonored is that they might not have enough people using stilts in the game.
People using stilts to is there a replacement for the regular legs?
Yeah, in the game. There's quite a lot of stilt walking, but I don't know that there's enough. Is this now become an interrogation by the Gestapo?
We took so long to set up for tonight that it's actually dark and we forgot to switch the light on in the room before we started recording, so we were plummeting it in the darkness. So I've found a small lamp, but I'm having to kind of face it in a kind of a Spanish
inquisition. There's no particular need to do that.
Right, okay. Sam, do you have anything? Did you prepare for this section, or did Chiz kind of hospital pass you as well?
A little bit, but there's lots of things that I'm looking forward to. Like Dishonored, the thief game that's far, far in the future. Yeah. There is quite a bit that I'm looking forward to. But in the next couple of months, nothing in particular.
Right. Quick straw poll. If there's no games coming out in the next 2 weeks that we don't want to talk about, will we just miss this section out altogether?
Might be worth it.
Right, okay.
I have a game.
Yeah, let's
skipped.
Oh, Bede has stuff.
Bede's actually prepared.
Bede read the doc. Bede had to find out what a Google doc was. Bede read the doc.
Bede talks himself in a third person.
As of now. He killed Chiz later that night.
Probably right.
The Secret World.
The Secret World?
Yeah, I had a little look into this. It looks really quite interesting.
Is that not a TV show from BBC?
Maybe. It's not about, what I've seen.
Like, tribes that don't know the rest of the world exist.
Nothing to do with it.
Right, okay.
But, yeah, Secret World seems to be new, massively multiplayer, online, and all those other words that follow. That one. From what I can tell, it's all very horror-based and set in modern times.
Mm-hmm.
Three sort of secret societies. I've watched a few trailers of it now, and I'll admit I went looking for this when I read the calendar section and thought, let's see what's out there that interests me. There was a link I clicked on, but following through it, a lot of it looks really quite good.
Cool.
Yeah, really very excited. They've done away with a whole lot of the sort of leveling and stuff that's in normal. That noise. Thanks. Sidekick. Yeah, done away with all of that, and it seems to be very much you can just spend your stuff on whatever you fancy your character doing at that particular.
So what is it, when's it based, like what era?
Based in modern times.
All right, okay,
spread
sorry,
across
right.
the world.
So that means now, Paul.
All right, okay, yeah. Oh, cool.
Cityscapes, deserts, forests, but all modern. It seems to be based more around shooting weapons than it is.
So it's kind of, if you take Second Life and mix it with Call of Duty?
No.
Right, okay.
No. But
no, secret societies and stuff.
So, Thief, Second Life, and Call of Duty.
Well, you've got to make the World of Warcraft comparison, because everything is going to get compared to that.
Yeah, in that genre. Mm-hmm.
So that's there, stick a modern setting on it, and then just get a little bit more mashup from various literary works and conspiracy theories, and just, yeah, it really has interested me from something that I only looked at the link for the other day.
Cool. When do you have any idea when that's coming out?
I believe it's out Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have two very quick following points on from that. One, I wish it was connected to the BBC programme, but it was all about you coming in and just ruining those tribes by giving them tobacco and booze and stuff. And my second point was, that just very quickly reminded me, anyone that's been gaming for years and years and years should know about the game's Vampire Masquerade. They apparently, word on the street is... Indeed. That they're going to bring out for...
We need a new name for that.
Yeah, I don't care. That's my favourite name for it. Well, a crap online game. That's the new name for it. No, apparently they're going to bring out one of those whereby actual players will become the princes of particular cities and control the actions, and you can fight your way up through the ranks of the vampires and blah 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 blah. So it looks really quite interesting.
Not only are you going to have a boss in real life, but in the gaming world, someone out there with another PC is your boss.
Well, that's my big problem with Second Life. But
yeah. The talk about this game, which I find particularly interesting, is they're actually talking about bringing in total character death in it. So you can build up a character, and then if you put yourself in a position of power, it's also a position of risk, so you can lose it and have to start again. And that's going to be that's going to add a certain edge of tension you don't get when you just respawn 20 seconds later and some, you know, they've got some interesting ideas.
I think it'll be slower playing than a lot of games, but they'll be worthwhile to.
My concern, though, is like most things in this field, it could just get binned somewhere for lack of finance.
Yeah, or it could go the other way, and it could be, you have just entered the city, go and kill me 10 rats. Oh, for God's sake!
Yeah. It's like,
we need a spreadsheet for that.
They're really not my sort of games at all. I'm not forgiven BioWare for turning Nitro Republic into that when I was wanting a proper sequel.
Which is rubbish, by the way. They just need to do something different with online games. It's horrific.
So, that moves us. Thank you very much for that, Bede. You saved that section. next, we're going to go into playing this week. Sam, what have you been playing this week?
Skyrim. Even though I'm not allowed to download the book on that, I've been playing Skyrim, which after Mounted Combat, I've just finally decided to complete it.
I love Mounted Combat. I know we kind of talked about this
It's a bit annoying because my character is a sneaky guy who uses a bow. I don't know how many people have tried to use... Yeah. I've been running around on a huge black horse with glowing red eyes in broad daylight.
You haven't seen me,
pretty much. But not only that, but I mostly use a bow, of which I can kill pretty much anything in about 4 or 5 shots. But you can't shoot a bow on a horse.
No, I really struggled with that. And I'm not that good with the bow at the best of times. But they're almost falling out of the bow as opposed to being projected across the sky.
Well, you need to hold it down for a bit so he fully pulls it. But
there you go.
Yeah, there you go. But I mean, even then, you can't get the angle right. I don't know what it's like on Xbox, but certainly on PC, you can't get the angle right. It's really difficult. Yeah. I still found myself getting off and killing stuff.
Cool.
Or waiting for my companion to finally catch up with me to kill it off.
That's the next thing we need. They listened to us and they brought Mounted Combat because we suggested it.
Yeah.
I think the next thing we need to suggest is you can buy a horse for your sidekick.
Maybe not a horse. Something slightly more humiliating.
Like a donkey or...
Like, maybe...
That's the best thing.
Maybe a wheelbarrow pulled by goats.
Well, I was thinking you could just, like... tie like some sort of makeshift skateboard, and that you hold the rope and pull him along.
Just a collar,
like trolley, just a trolley attached to the back of your horse.
Just like a collar with a rope on it, and just drag the bugger along.
One roller skate.
Yeah,
that's it. Just one roller skate.
Come on, Jeff, don't fall. We're next to a big cliff. Yeah, that'd be good.
Cool. Bede, what have you been playing this week?
Dungeon Keeper.
Really?
The original.
Got sweet. Very retro this week.
Yeah, cool.
You know, it's still an absolutely brilliant game. Absolutely brilliant. Someone needs to pick up that franchise and
run with it.
Yeah. Actually, they did. Someone kind of basically remade the game, but then called it something else.
There's a game called Dungeons, which came out a couple of years ago. Awful, awful tragedy of a game.
I'm sure there was one within 12 months that came out that basically was Dungeon Keeper. They just went, it's possibly called, shh, this isn't Dungeon Keeper.
There was a Dungeon Keeper 2 as well.
I didn't like Dungeon Keeper 2 anywhere near as much. Dungeon Keeper 1 had it down.
It was Peter Molyneux who did that, didn't he?
Bullfrog, I know that much.
I'm sure Peter Molyneux was it in charge? Was he there at the time?
I think so.
I might be wrong there. I think he I don't know if he was the brains behind it or not, but I think he helped make that, or one of the wee developers on that, and
Graham and Alan
Magic Carpet as well. Pardon?
And Dave.
Dave, yeah.
Pete, I think.
He never stops talking about it.
No.
He got thrown off.
Yeah.
Jason, what have you been playing this week?
I was going to keep rolling with that, but no, you've ruined it now.
I was bullied into picking up Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, yes.
I've been playing that. Completed the campaign. It's been a few achievement horrors. But the game really hasn't changed since Call of Duty 4. You've dusted the whole wafers. Oh,
I don't ever get crumbs in my face in there. Bede, help me.
The game hasn't moved really on from, well, especially the single player game. The single player, it's the same game engine, everything. It's actually, I actually found there was a lot more bugs in this one I've ever encountered in the rest of them. Like, dead bodies hanging off in midair all the time, I noticed everywhere.
Yeah.
And the environment isn't real at all.
Oh dear.
You've got a mouthful of biscuit.
The one cool thing I quite liked about it was there was a significant reduction in the multiplayer maps of the amount of just sniping zones. There was very, very few places. Sam doesn't even know what we're talking about. He was too busy dealing with his pink wafer packet.
I've checked it through the maps. I've not played it online, but a lot of the maps are from Modern Warfare 2. They've just copied and pasted them over, which I thought was a bit lazy and cheeky, to be honest.
Yeah, that was some of my
best work.
the game engine's just annoying me because there'd be time to run along and shoot and try to move somewhere, then below must. Sight of level, I'm stuck behind someone, so I look down to see what's up behind, and it's a chair. And it's like, we're at a point in time where this chair should be movable in the environment. If I run over it, it should be kicked out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But the chair's actually static and like concrete on the floor.
Yeah.
And to be honest, after playing Battlefield 3 online, well, to be honest, the campaign about Battlefield 3 was pretty crap as well, but it's Battlefield 3, I think, is much, much better.
Mm. I have been playing Crysis 2. Primarily because of the videos and stuff like that came out of Crysis 3 at E3, and I'd never played Crysis 2. I played Crysis 1 at your house many moons ago because you'd bought a ridiculous PC. I think primarily so you could play Crysis 1.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So I played a bit of that there. I'm really enjoying Crysis 2. There was a little bit of a blip where, I have to admit, I didn't really know much of the backstory, and I was quite happily wandering through just hunting the US Army, or I can't remember.
Cell
Army. And I was quite enjoying that, you know, the whole kind of camouflage and kind of taking people out from afar and sneaking up behind them and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden this extra dynamic got dropped into it whereby there was then a third. There was the alien. I mean, it's quite early on in the game, so I'm not giving spoilers.
Geth.
Anyway, these dudes drop in who are rock hard and take quite a bit of taking down. But it made a different dynamic because instead of you just kind of sneaking around, being all sneaky, 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 killy, 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 you were also having to watch your back because this thing was running about being quite out in the open, but also killy, killy, killy.
Yeah.
And it made it a really cool thing. There's quite a few points where I was kind of sitting up on a ledge, not even like cloaked or anything like that, just looking down and letting the soldiers and these alien guys kill each other to see who won, and then I just go down and mop up whoever was left. When that first came along, I was a bit, I was really enjoying doing the whole sneaky thing. But adding
your
that element
that
in,
comes back into it again.
Right, well, adding that element back in actually kind of put me off to begin with, but when I got used to it, it was actually quite cool.
Yeah.
It was nice.
One of the first games I noticed that did something like that was the first Halo game. I remember playing that and having... It was the Marines fighting... It was the Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And then you... Well, obviously being inside Marines, but then there was like a three-way battle where it was the Flood, the Marines, and the Covenant. And you, it was just absolute mayhem, but it was absolutely brilliant.
That particular level was my favourite. You could sit at the back with a sniper rifle and just pick out the big targets before you made your way across it.
Yeah,
that Halo's was one of my most fun moments from a computer game.
Yeah, so the first thing, especially when you did it on a two-player co-op through, which I'd never really did, but which no one had really seen before, and it was just absolutely fantastic. So I just moved off from Crisis to Crisis 2.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Actually, they did that in Fallout 2, whereby in random... you used to be able to wander around the map and you'd get random encounters, and every now and again it'd be like slavers attacking a caravan and you could just sit back hidden and then pop in. So it was done years ago. No.
Different genre though.
No.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful looking game as well. I thought, for, I know it's a little bit of older, it's like 2011 or something like that came out.
It's last year, it's not old.
Yeah, that's too soon for that to be old.
No, I'm saying it's not like a kind of modern in the sense of stuff that's getting released in the next 6 months. But that was quite a nice looking game.
Oh my God, it's a year old.
We've
defined this one.
It's ruined it for me.
It should be quite well. I played it on the PC, I didn't play on the Xbox, but when I played on the PC, it was quite a pretty looking game anyway.
Mm. So the next thing we've got in the notes here is the Chiz has added in a poop break, so we're just going to take a quick poop break.
Did anyone bring the wet wipes?
We're back. So straight into the bargain basement challenge. Actually, first of all, this is our fifth show, so we promised to give away some games. We have one review that actually warrants winning it, primarily because it was the only person that could be bothered to actually give us a humorous review. So our complete open try at getting some interesting reviews in there was a complete waste of time.
And if we didn't know Bede, we probably would have just handed him the games now.
Yeah.
I'd just like to warn people that if they don't start leaving reviews soon, Paul is actually going to start giving his body as a gift to the first person to put up two reviews.
So, congratulations to Alex Rodriguez. I believe I follow you on Twitter, so if you could send me a direct message with your address as to where I can send the games to. You are now going to be the proud owner of Alone in the Dark, the German version, so that might not play in your Xbox, but
Alone in the Dark does work.
Oh, no, it was Mindjack.
Mindjack doesn't work.
Sorry, so Alone in the Dark does work. Matt Hazard, Eat Lead does work.
Yeah.
Lost?
Yep.
Mindjack, which is the German version, so unless you've got
I'd
a German...
Say Germany might not.
However,
it's a European... Although it should work, I would have thought, but it didn't.
Probably worthwhile getting that to work, because it's supposed to be one of the best games ever made.
We also have for the PC Robin Hood, Nightstone, Divine Divinity. We have to apologise, we've lost Invasion Earth. Sam's dog may have ate it.
Possibly.
So what we'll do is we'll chuck another game in out of the pack. Anyway, I don't know what that'll be.
I said a couple of weeks ago that I'd give them something decent, so I'll give them something decent.
All right, so there'll be a bit of a surprise in there as well for you. We don't even know what that is.
No.
It will be something stolen from Sam's dad's shop, so we'll see what happens.
We don't
there.
Sell games, unfortunately.
That's true. And you've also got for the PC or Mac, Mystery Stories, and for the PC, Speed Thief and House of the Dead, albeit... I'm kind of going to spoil my bargain basement challenge here, but I couldn't get it to load, and I tried in three different PCs. It just kept on coming up with an IO error. So the game might not actually work. But you could try it. So anyway, Alex Rodriguez, thank you very much for the review. Very much appreciated. And if you could send me a direct message on Twitter, that's at Paul Wheatley, we can get these sent over to you with one extra thing that Sam's going to put in replacement of Invasion Earth. So, moving on though. Chiz, you had lost this week. How did you find that?
Didn't particularly enjoy it, but it didn't stop me completing it and getting all 1,000 achievements. But it
sad, sad little man.
It helps that you can complete the game in basically 3 hours or something.
Right.
And so
that sounds like a game for me.
Yeah, so
if only the TV series only lasted 3 hours.
And it was quite short, and it held my interest long enough. And I think because I'd seen most of the TV show, it kind of hit. That's probably why it held my interest. But the game mechanics was just a bit broken. It was like, what was really annoying about it was you had basically all the cast, well, the characters from the show, but not one of them was voiced by the actual cast. They're all really bad. People do attempting.
Nice.
Attempting the voices, and the dialogue was clearly written by the same guy that did the sound. It's just like, it was
some
awful.
Of my best work.
But there's bits where you get chased by a black smoke, so you have to hide in a bush. So this black smoke, which can rip down trees, can get through a bush apparently. And it's, I don't know, it held my interest long enough. And the puzzles, well, actually most of the puzzles were just trying to figure out how a fuse system was, just getting a certain fuse at a certain voltage by taking out fuse bits and whatnot.
Right.
It was like that was in the game like 20 times in a row, and by the fourth time I was annoyed with it. So then the 20th time came along, I'm amazed I kept going with it, just because I thought, if I do this, I get 100 points. But,
cool.
Yeah.
So that was lost.
Yeah, and it was lost.
Sam, you, from memory, I can't remember.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, yes. How did you find Robin Hood?
I really enjoyed it.
Right?
I would actually go out and buy that game. It's like a top-down... it reminded me of the game Commandos that was out years ago. Yeah. You take command of a particular guy and he has specific skills.
Sniper and demolition dudes.
I only got two guys as far as I played it. I had Robin Hood and some bloke who I've never heard of, but he was blatantly part of the Merry Men. His skills were... No. Some bloke that I've never heard of. Have heard of Little John. His special abilities were to look like a tramp. Very handy. And also...
Friar Tuck.
To throw an apple.
It's definitely Friar Tuck.
It was really good fun, actually. Cool. Really good fun.
And as I've said, mine didn't actually load. Just kept coming up with an error message every time I got it at the same point. And I did actually, I tried it on my Windows 7 boot camp on my Mac, and I've got two Windows PCs as well. I honestly tried it on all three and it didn't work. So anyway.
To make up for that, I have a special, special gift for you, Paul.
What's that?
Funnily enough, I did actually find it at my dad's work.
You're not picking your own game, Paul?
No, I'm not picking my own game. Right, okay. You guys' games are down there.
You're going to have an additional game to play this week. It's called Pony Trekking. And I think you just trek with ponies.
Right, okay. Chiz, I'm sorry, I've run out of Xbox games in my bargain thing, so you're going to have to go for a PC game this time.
Fair enough.
This one, which I'm going to give you... There's actually two games here, and one of them has a scantily clad lady on the front, so just to keep to the genre, for Sam, he's getting the scantily clad lady. Chiz... Oh. Actually, Robin Hood didn't have a scantily clad lady. There's absolutely no... an epic battleground, an arena from the mythical world of magic, The Gathering, where no one fighting requires a menacing combination of strength, sorcery, summoning barbaric creatures, hurl lightning fast spells.
Sounds like another RTS Baldur's Gate thing.
It's called Magic The Gathering Battlegrounds.
God, the Magic The Gathering games are always pretty dire.
Yeah. I've heard that. Never been tempted.
Sam, Bloodrain, the sexy Damphir, half vampire, half human.
I quite like the Bloodrain ones.
Film wasn't bad either.
Is on the hunt again.
Terrible, quite funny. Terrible.
But now she's stalking her own flesh. So there you go.
Stalking her own flesh.
Flesh and blood, sorry. All I stopped to the wrong point of that sentence.
I was just a bit worried that she was just like following a leg around.
So you've got Bloodrain 2.
Okay. I'm relatively sure the film of that had meatloaf in it.
Did it?
Yeah, I think it did. I think Beach should have one.
As long as he can come back next week and review.
Or he can give me a written one.
Or unless you can record your own one at home and your own review at home, and then we'll just play it here.
I'd quite like a written review. I think we could read out a written review or something.
You've got Master Time to become the ultimate weapon in Time Shift.
Time Shift.
I actually bought that on sale years ago for the Xbox.
Yeah, I remember you playing that.
It's got a picture of a man with a thong strapped over
it. Yes, it has.
It's actually not too bad.
Cool. Okay, okay. So that's the Bargain Basement Challenge. And we will move on now, will we? Am I just getting Pony Trick when you give it to me?
Oh, no, you can have another game as well.
No. Why?
Because you've missed out on a week.
She's missed out on a week because of the
German thing. I don't
care. Fine.
You missed out on the first week, actually. Yeah.
Come on, speed up. We're already over time.
Well, right.
The games are down there. They're in front of you. In front of you.
In this bag?
In the red bag that they're always in, yeah.
God, you get so huffy about the time. So I'm going to bed in 20 minutes. Hurry up.
I've still got to drive Sab's ass home.
These are still good ones.
He's going home.
Neither of these are a punishment, particularly.
Drop them off in the way.
There you go.
I have... I thought it was a theme hospital. Hospital Tycoon. I'm actually not even remotely unhappy about that.
No, so. I wouldn't have been unhappy about getting that.
This podcast, and all the others in the network, all the hundreds and thousands that there are, all the awesome ones out there, and all the others wouldn't be possible without UK2.net. They've kept the British Tech Network afloat for over 3 years. They're brilliant, and you should use them. There's a whole pile of voucher codes, various discounts or services from UK2. So what you need to do is head over to thebritishtechnetwork.com. On the left-hand side, you'll see a link for UK2. Click on that link and head over to UK2 to fill your basket with all the good jubbly stuff that you want over there, like servers and domain names and crap like that, all sorts of stuff. Also, if you are already a customer of UK2, if you could also log in using the British Tech Network, because then it just helps us to kind of be sending them more traffic. So if you're buying some from UK2.net, you can use one of these voucher codes, which is British Tech DNS. Gives you free DNS for 2 years. British Tech Domains gives you 20% off domain names. British Tech VPN gives you 50% off the first month's VPN charges. British Tech Server gives you £50 off any gigabit server that's on any contract line that's online you can't ring up, and British Tech VPS gives you first month free of your VPS server. UK2, they're fantastic. They support British Tech and you should support them. That's awesome. So finally, gentlemen, do we have any cool things?
I've got a hat. I've not brought it with me, but I do have one.
Sam, what's your cool thing this week?
I do have one, but it's not game orientated.
That's fine. It's fine. Fire on.
I joined Netflix because it's it had a free month, and one, I've really enjoyed that. But also the Netflix app for Google is really good. It's really usable. It works very well. It doesn't seem to need much bandwidth. And it also doesn't drain my battery horrifically. I've been watching tons of stuff on it, and I've really enjoyed it.
Cool. Cool. Beat, what's your cool thing?
My hat.
It's a good hat.
It hides most his face. It's good.
Is that it? You haven't got a cool thing?
I didn't obviously get this bit of the Google Docs.
Okay. Chiz, what's your thing this week?
Dawn Guard, I suppose. If you're
Skyrim, I love how you prepare for this section every single episode.
I'm the only one that seems to be actually playing games.
I played Crysis 2 this week.
I've been playing Skyrim all week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shot down. Okay, thanks for that, Chiz.
Yep.
My cool thing.
Could take a picture of my hat. I suppose it's more of a mask, really.
Do you remember? Do you remember
the creepy spider one?
First show.
Has it got a breathing apparatus?
What was my cool thing in the first show?
Water.
Yeah.
Where's my water?
They've released another.
Yeah, the grumpy.
Sorry, my one was better.
What?
The grumpy alligators one.
No. They've released an entirely new app focusing around Phineas and Ferb, the cartoon. Oh. And it's called Where's My Perry? And it's similar dynamics.
Who's Phineas and Ferb?
Phineas and Ferb's a kid's cartoon. It's actually, I quite enjoy it. Kids cartoon, it's on Disney Channel. And it's a water, it's the same idea, but you've got to get water to Perry, who's going to go down the little tunnel or whatever. And it's got similar dynamics, it's got different functions and things like that. So you've got the ice and things like this. So you've got ice and oil in this one, whereas in Where's My Water, it was acid and
glue.
Purple acid or something.
Green
like
acid.
Greeny acid. Anyway, very similar, but if you've completed water, where's my water? You've completed Swampy's section, and you're still looking for something else, Where's My Perry is a cracking little game. And also, if you have kids who enjoy Phineas and Ferb, or adults who enjoy Phineas and Ferb, it's a great little option. So that's basically us. All that's left to do now is just a couple of housekeeping things. So first of all, the British Tech Bash is next Friday. Friday the 7th, I think? 6th. Next Friday. Friday the 6th. You can still get your tickets there. They are going fast. Last check, we only had 7 tickets left. So they may be gone by the time this goes it gets released, so I apologise. But if you head over to britishtechbash.eventbrite.co.uk and you can check your ticket status there, and you can grab your tickets there. They're £20 each. Or alternatively, go to britishtechnetwork.com. On the homepage, you'll see a big graphic for British Tech Bash. Click on that and you can see where you can go. Secondly, if you want to get in contact with us, you can contact us over email, britishtechnetwork@gmail.com, or contact the network at British Tech News on Twitter, or you can tweet me direct at Paul Wheatley on Twitter. If you want to keep on giving us the reviews, it would appear that nobody really wants our bargain basement game, so we're not going to do that again.
Your body.
Sorry?
Your body.
Please.
I put a review on and got invited to appear on the podcast the very next week. Seriously, they will let anyone in. Just stick something up there.
Oh dear, right.
Said the priest to the choir boy.
Yeah, so please fire on and give us some reviews on iTunes. Really appreciate it. And the reviews really help our ratings. So I think that's it. That's all that's left for this week. Thank you very much for sticking with us for 5/6 shows. Really appreciate it. And good night.
Bye.